Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and my name is Bennett Pomerantz, if you don't know this, and this show is called Anything Goes. And that's where I interview wonderful authors and writers and people of the media. And I always get amazed because we usually before a show, there's a prep. You know, the author and I BS for a couple of minutes and we get a feel of what's going on. Now, I've known Lisa Comstock, it's been at least 6 years. I'm getting old now. Oh, my God. 6 years, Lisa. Oh, my God.
Yeah, okay. About that.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I said, yeah, about that. About 6 years, yeah.
I'm getting old. I'm getting ancient. Oh, my God. You know, it's like,
no,
oh.
You're not.
Oh, thank you. You hear my cheering section, right? All kidding aside, without further ado, and I want to talk to her about a lot of things, but the lovely and talented, and I can get away with that without her husband killing me, Lisa J. Comstock. Are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, good. I just want to make sure. I didn't want you to leave in the middle of the show already.
No.
Okay. So, tell these lovely people about you. I know who you are. You tell them.
All right. As you said, my name is Lisa Comstock. I've been a writer pretty much for, I guess, as long as I've been able to pick up a pen, but with the serious intention of putting books out for about 25 years. I have 17 books published and currently about 4 work in progress and 2 to 3 that are still in the guideline stage. So plan to be around for a while longer.
Well, I'm going to ask you, this is Diane has a question here. Diane said, how do you start your books?
It all depends. I've got one that actually was inspired by a dream that I had. I typically, sometimes when I'm dreaming, it's more like I'm watching a movie. I'm not really part of the dream. I'm actually watching it play out in my head, and it became a 350-page book. So I can get inspiration from pretty much anywhere.
Okay. Do you like or do you enjoy, inspiration would be the wrong word, I mean, other than the dream, I mean, what makes you write? Get up in the morning or get up in the evening or whatever and write?
I think it's a need that I have. I would go crazy if I didn't write. It's something that's so ingrained in me that if I'm not writing, storyline's playing in my head. So it's kind of like it's part of me.
Well, I know you too well. If you're not writing, you're gardening. So I don't want to get hit.
Yes. But when I'm gardening, I'm thinking about writing.
Well, I don't want the ivy growing near my feet to creep up and strangulate me or anything. So
that'll be in the next book.
It's on your side.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
I said that'll be in the next book.
So I don't want to live. I don't want to die with it. Okay, let me ask you, you've been writing ever since you were able to pick up a pen. How did you get your inspiration for your pirate books? You have tell the audience about the books.
Okay, the first series that I got published was called The Brimtyr Chronicles. They are based on the life and times of a Robin Hood-style space pirate set in the 23rd century. He's acting, as I said, as the Robin Hood of his time. So he's stealing from the government, other pirates, merchant ships, and so forth to try and keep colonies that have been out in the edges of the galaxy and been left to themselves, trying to keep them alive. So he's a hero and criminal at the same time. And him and his crew are going around trying to be pirates, because that's what they want to be, but they're also finding themselves thrown in as heroes more often than not. And they actually came about kind of as I always loved Robin Hood, the romantic side of him and what he's doing, trying to help people, even though he's doing it in the wrong way. But it's the only way he knows how. And I've always loved the idea of doing something in space, and I kind of combined the two because I didn't want to do, there's so many Robin Hoods already set in the time of, you know, the 12th century. So I wanted to do something a little bit different, and it became the Brimtyr Chronicles, which is now 10 parts, and working on part 11.
Well, somebody asked me, they just put the question on the wall, they said, do you compare yourself to the Stainless Steel Rat by Harry Harrison?
Not so much, no. I mean, I get inspiration from a lot of different places, so it may have been in some sort of an inspiration, but I try not to copy anybody because it's obviously not the right thing to do, but I mean, I get inspiration from a lot of places. Firefly was a big inspiration because a lot of that is, they're kind of sort of pirates. And then a little bit of Star Wars, a little bit of Star Trek. So pretty much any place that has good storylines can sort of be an inspiration, but I try not to, like I said, steal ideas.
Well, what do you think, that everybody keeps wanting to at least get another Fire, not Serenity, but another Firefly out there, either a remake,
yes,
or redo or whatever, because Serenity killed off a lot of characters.
Yes, two of my favorites.
But they're talking about a redo.
I'm not sure. I mean, I'll watch it if they do, because the storylines had so much potential. There were so many places they could have gone with it. But I don't know. I don't know if they could replace the characters, because I don't know if anyone could play, unless they're going to pick a different crew. But I don't think anyone could play the Captain Mal like Nathan Fillion did. It just,
well,
couldn't see anybody else in that part.
I don't know.
Hmm?
Hey, it's a summer project that, you know, he could take a break from the rookie and he does this and it appears
mm-hmm.
on Netflix or something and, you know.
Oh, sure. Yeah. And do it
and
before,
no,
do it pre-Serenity.
I got to make this comment clear. No, there
mm-hmm.
was not a plan for another Firefly movie with Nathan Fillion. I'm just making sure it's out there so somebody doesn't think I'm spreading rumors.
Yep.
I mean,
it's a pipe dream that would be nice to have happen.
The thing is, I don't want to get in trouble.
No.
I don't want to get a letter from the studio lawyers going, you're spreading rumors that are not true, and next week it's true, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, you have ideas. What do you have upcoming in your sack of renown?
Well, the most current thing, they've got a 3-part epic quest fantasy series that just was released. I had written all three of them about 20 years ago. They were actually the first books I wrote, but I wasn't ready to let them see the public yet. And since I've had a chance to kind of, I guess, tighten up my writing some, I reread them and worked them over again and have released those. And the first one came out in March, second one was released in April, and the third one was released about a week ago. So getting those out and getting them promoted.
You wrote it a number of years ago.
Yes.
How much change did you have to put in it?
Quite a bit, actually. They weren't bad to begin with, but they just needed, like I said, to be tightened up some of the fluff taken out of them, and so that they were a little better read. They weren't written like somebody that wrote them 20 years ago.
Yeah, but that's what makes it charming.
Yeah, but I also want to keep people entertained where they don't get bored.
I agree with you. I don't want to do that either. Let me ask you, as a writer, you said you get inspired by a lot of things and, you know, dreams and everything else, but
mm-hmm.
do you start with the idea and plot it, or do you start with the idea and let it just fester itself, or I'm trying to find a nice way to say this, but
I know what you mean. Each book kind of had its own journey from start to finish. As I said, the one that started from the dream, basically the bulk of the book was right there. I just needed to connect the dots, so to speak. So that one was just kind of written from what the dream was. The pirates took a lot of research to get started because I wanted to make sure that the universe that I have them living in was realistic. So those needed a lot of guides before I could get started on those.
You're talking the future. I mean, what did you do? Call NASA and say, hi, what's going to happen in the future?
No.
How did you do it?
A lot of internet research. Believe it or not, there's a lot of science fiction books out there that are like guides to surviving in outer space and living on ships and so forth that I was able to use for research material. Some of it, like I said, from watching TV shows and such, how they go about explaining how their ships propelled and things like that, because you want to make it sound like it's something that they could actually get from Earth to 2 million years out in space kind of thing. And some of it was pure imagination, because they are, for all their science fiction, there's a great deal of fantasy to them. So there is some that is literally just pulled from my mind that, okay, that sounds good.
Has anybody ever, and you were telling me earlier, is there anybody ever that would say, oh, well, what do you think about this? And try to be an author, but, you know.
Offer me suggestions.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I've had several that have, some of them I've taken because they were good suggestions, but I've had a few people that have asked me. There's one that comes to a lot of the shows I go to and keeps asking me, when am I going to put aliens in? I don't have aliens in my pirate series, because not that I don't believe in them, but it's more about the human condition. So I don't want to go down that path. It's all just how we interact with each other and try to get along in the 23rd century, when Earth has basically been used up and we're all living on other planets, so we're all essentially aliens.
Let me ask you, we were talking about, you have T-shirts, you have poker chips. So we'd mentioned it off air, and I want to make sure, I don't have any secrets for my listeners, you know that. But when's the action figures coming?
I'm going to look into it, and hopefully I'll have some by the end of the year. I do three big shows at Christmas time. I'll try my best to have at least an action figure for my pirate captain by then.
Yeah, that one, you know, think of Elf on the Shelf with one of your books.
Yes.
Now, I don't think,
I have to,
you know, we know we're not an elf. I know that, too.
Yes, yes.
But you get a character or whatever, and you know, they make the weirdest action figures these days.
Yeah, the bobbleheads and such.
The bobblehead. Well, Marvel, if you go to McDonald's, Marvel has all the, per se, bobbleheads. They don't bobble.
Yes.
But, you know, they're like Happy Meal figures. I mean, more adults are buying, and I'm guilty, more adults are buying Marvel action figures from McDonald's this last couple of weeks.
Yes.
By the way, if anybody wants to get it, I want the Black Widow and the Black Panther. I'm putting my order in now so nobody can say I didn't say get this.
If I find either of them, I'll send them down to you.
Okay. Oh, you think I'm kidding? I want a whole Black Widow in my hand.
Yes.
In a non-sexual way. Thank you very much. I love when you're on the show, you or anybody else, and the screen has people with the questions. and they say, oh, yeah, you want to hold her in your hand, right? You know, it's like,
Uh-huh.
We're talking about it, and somebody's already making a comment. It's wonderful. is there a pet project or a project you wanted to really do and haven't really sat down and wrote it?
Yeah, actually.
I ask all the hard questions.
Yes, you do. I'm not typically into the paranormal or monster side of things, but I have a work in progress that I'm just in guideline form at this point that I want to do of a series about werewolves, which is kind of outside of my normal writing genre, but it's something that it's there in the back of my mind, and I'm going to have to start writing it soon, or it's going to start bleeding into some of my other stories. So that's kind of my pet project, is at some point getting that out there.
Well, you have the pirate books. I love them.
Yes.
That's where I first found you, and I love you from there. But
thank you.
Have you ever thought of doing a crossover with your own work?
Not really, because each one of them kind of has its own time zone.
The pirates and the pirate books, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Not so much, because each one of my books kind of is happening in its own world. So I could probably work something out to do a crossover, but I don't know how it would work with them as yet.
Okay. Question for you from Diane.
Mm-hmm.
She asks, have you ever thought of opening your universes to a book series that other people can write with you or for you?
Yeah, actually, I'd love to have something like that with either a co-author. My sister, who is also a author, has discussed with me a couple of times setting up something where we one of us does a chapter, the other one does a second chapter, and back and forth, and see how the book comes out. But yeah, I do. I would love to have fan fiction that I could work into something in the story. Have a section at the back of each book with someone's fan fiction that was really good or something.
Well, this person was saying, have you thought of doing a collection of short stories or shorter stories?
I thought about it. Actually,
by the way,
pirates are kind of...
Just before I forget.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Brad. Okay, go ahead.
Yes. The pirates are kind of set up as short stories anyways. They're not really a true chapter book. They're more, each section is the adventure. Almost, I had somebody describe them to me at a show once, that they're almost like a TV show in book form, and that actually is pretty accurate, because each section would be like a TV show. So they are kind of a collection of short stories already.
With my magic wand, I got a wonderful magic wand. Say I'm Mr. Netflix.
Yes.
And we offer you a show. Who would you want to cast in your books?
Oh, goodness.
Screen.
Yeah,
just call
my
me
sister,
Mr. Netflix. I understand.
Yes, yes. My sister would love to have Chris Hemsworth play the part of my quartermaster, Jamie Cable. He would be perfect for that. And I'm kind of leaning towards, for all he would have to color his hair, Benedict Cumberbatch would be perfect for my pirate captain. And, of course, he says he's always wanted to play a pirate.
Well, he played a dragon, so he can play a pirate.
Yes, but he's got the sarcasm part down perfect, as having played Sherlock, because my pirate captain is very sarcastic.
Okay. Anybody else, or is that it?
I haven't really thought of any of the other characters, really, so I would have to think about that for a while.
Sheesh, remember, I want credit if you do it.
Most definitely. And if they ever become movie premiere, you're going to be in one of the first 10 rows.
All right. I just got to comment this. Yeah, you and your ego, Pomerantz. You and your – thank you very much. I'll take it. I love – I'm not talking – I'm talking to you, but the audience is messaging questions.
Yes.
So I think it's funny as hell. It's like I'm having a one-way conversation with you and having a one-way conversation with them at the same time. So it's sort of – it's funny.
Yes.
Because if you get somebody that gets on air and they try to hog the spotlight, and I don't do that. I'm not trying to hog it right now myself, but, you know, I just find it sort of amazing because they do that. What's the worst fan feedback you ever got? Not the best now, the worst.
Mm-hmm. The worst?
The worst.
I guess really the worst I had would be somebody, when they read one of the books, said that I needed more details on my ships. I needed to put in more details on what they looked like and so forth, which I don't really consider that bad because I need the criticism. I need to know what needs to be fixed in the books.
Okay. What's the – now I'm going to do the flip side here. Yeah, you saw this coming, huh? What's the best thing people have said about your books?
I've had it, one of the book shows that I've gone to, that this year will be my ninth year going to that particular show. I have one fan that has gotten every single book, and I swear he knows the series better than I do. There are times that I wonder if he's not the author because he knows every little bit and cranny in the book, and it surprises me that somebody gets that into something I created. But it's really kind of hits home to me that I made a series and characters that are that important to people. It surprises even me.
Okay. Why does it surprise you? Yeah, I'm digging here.
I think part of it's my pride. I know that I'm a good writer, but I still, part of me doesn't want people to think that I'm conceited, so it's kind
Madam,
of some
I've
of it's probably.
I've known you longer than spit. I can say this: you're not conceited, and you are a damn good writer.
Thank you.
And this was not. Remember, the 20s in the mail later, right?
Yes, it is. Along with the signed copy of the next three books in the most recent copies.
Okay.
And an action figure of you.
Of me, yes.
Yes.
That was like the elf on the shelf. It's right in my shelf, and it's like, yeah, it looks just like you. Yeah, it does. Thank you. Okay, let me ask you this. Somebody came up to you and said, Lisa, do another genre, what would you do?
Probably something like a full-on mystery crime series kind of thing with like a detective trying to solve crimes and so forth, I guess would be the one genre that I really haven't gone into and would like to.
Okay. I was thinking a gardening book, but that's me, you know. I like gardening.
Yes.
And I know you're an avid gardener, so it's like this. We have about 5 lovely minutes of the hour. Do you want to tell them how they can get your stuff and if it autograph copy, plain copy, whatever? You tell them, and it's your time.
Okay. Easiest way to get anything from me, I've got the 2 different websites. One of them is dedicated to the pirate series, the Brimtyr Chronicles, which would be the website is thebrimtyrchronicles.com. And then I've got my kind of generic author page, which is for any of my works. So you can get anything, information on the pirates or on any of the fantasy novels that I've written. And that one is author Lisa J. Comstock at yolasite.com. And that one, they
That's
both
rude.
Have
I'm
linked
not trying
to
be
a
stupid.
Webpage.
Tell Yola, because I know somebody's going to message me 10 minutes after we're done and say, how do you spell Yola?
Yes. It is YOLA, Y as in yellow, O as in Oscar, L as in Lisa, A as in Adam, site, SITE.com.
You know what I'm saying, though. You know some
yes,
people,
I do.
Like, they hear the show. How do you I spell YOLA? I don't know. Look it up. YOLA. Oh, okay. What
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm getting. So,
I do.
What plans do you have for books? You just did the 3-book series. And
mm-hmm.
that is the name of that series. I want to make sure they got it right so they can
yes.
get it.
It is the Dark Forest Trilogy. And the part one is Forest of Shadows, part two is Call of the Stone, and part three is Journey of the Soul. And they are all available on Amazon. Also, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, and several other smaller bookstores.
Okay. This is from Diane. Hiya, Diane. How are you? Diane used to be a big one on my show. Hiya, Diane. Okay. Yeah, as I said, it's a 3-way conversation here. I get them all. Okay.
Yes.
Diane asks, when are your stuff coming on audio? Funny,
I asked her that
before we got on the show.
Yes you did. I have some that are on audio, but they're not really – I'm mostly producing them right now just for family and friends, but I am intending to get them on audio. So at this time, no set plans, but they are in the works.
Okay. What's your next book? I don't mean the 3-book series. I mean your next
yep.
book going to put out.
Probably will be part 11 of the Brimtyr Chronicles series, the one with the pirates. I've got several people that are chomping at the bits for the next one that will be very happy to hear me say that. But, yeah, that one is in the about probably the mid-stage of being written at this point and hopefully will be out by the end of this year.
Okay. That's my Christmas gift, right?
Yes.
Good. I just want to mention Hanukkah gift, Christmas, December seasonal holiday gift.
Just a gift for you being you.
That's right. Exactly. I'll take it. I say this, and I say because I've known you too long, I can say this to you. What do you look for in other authors that you like?
Yeah. I tend to enjoy getting to know the characters. So anything that gives me a good idea of what the characters are, I'm not so much set on the location or the background or anything. Just I like to know what the characters are thinking, because I think in a lot of ways that drives the story itself and kind of plays along with the setting and so forth. I mean, a setting in some cases can be almost written as a character if you write it correctly. But anything that kind of drives the story forward and doesn't get bogged down with too many details.
Okay, Brianna asks, who are your favorite authors, other than yourself, of course?
I really enjoyed the Robert Jordan series, which, of course, is being written by his grandson now, The Wheel of Time, which is, I think that ended up being like 13, 14 books before he was finished.
Right.
That was a really good series. And then pretty much, I don't know if I really have any other favorites. I just, anything that looks, I do tend to judge by the cover to begin with, but once I get to reading it, I find pretty much any genre, other than, I'm not so much into romance, but any genre that looks interesting and has a decent storyline.
Okay, let me get at this again because I want to make sure how they contact you and get a hold of you. You have but 30 seconds to say it, but that's okay.
Yes. On either of the pages that I mentioned earlier, the web pages, there is a link that they can send a direct message to me, and there's also on both pages links to a store that you can order the books directly from me. And then they'd be guaranteed to be signed because they are actually coming from me. You can also get me on Facebook. I have a page also dedicated to the Pirates, the Brimtyr Chronicles, and my author page. And anybody that wants to friend me on either of those is more than welcome to, and they'll get current updates on where I'm going to be, what's coming up, contests, and so forth.
We have to go, darling. It's not that I don't love you.
Mm-hmm.
If I had 3 hours, I would have you on for 3 hours. Next week, Kelly Stone Gamble will be sitting in the hot seat here and talking with me. That's scary. You know that. Good night. Fly right. Be well. Good night.
Good night, everyone.